Welcome back into the Press Box and our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Canelan, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka, Dave Baker, and the Grand Domo of all things, the Press Box. Gene McLean here with us. And, you know, I guess we're not too far away from Mardi Gras, right? So it's only appropriate that we head down to the Fairgrounds for a biggie this weekend.
You know, Buzzy, time marches on, right?
Yes.
Using the old Mardi Gras parade theme in March, and all the Saints go marching in, and the Saints are playing this weekend. So,
yeah, that's right.
Big weekend in the Big Easy, and look forward to some great racing on Saturday.
It's the it's part of the Road to the Derby kickoff day presented by the Hotel Monteleone. But what we want to take a look at is the Grade 3 LeCompte Stakes.
Yeah, Buzzy, and this has turned out to be a fantastic race. 14 horses, and really is what I was talking to some others earlier this week. This really begins the road to the Kentucky Derby in earnest. This race is a mile and 70 yards. They move on to the Risen Star after this, a great
yep.
two event that stretches out even farther and then culminates at down in New Orleans with the Louisiana Derby at the Fairgrounds, which is always a premier prep for the Derby. But these three legs lead right into the Derby festivities, and I really think there'll be some nice horses exit the LeCompte and be pointed on to the Risen Star and ultimately on to the Louisiana Derby.
So who are some of the ones you happen to be looking at here
yeah.
on Saturday?
Well, I was premature there and almost interrupted you, but I have so much excitement about this race, Buzzy. It's an outstanding field, and I really think there's some value in here to play.
Do you?
I think the two horses that I'm going to look at, and both are, I think, going to be either 8-1 or higher. One is Type 10, owned by the Winchell Stables, trained by Steve Asmussen, one of three that Asmussen will put the saddle on today, will be ridden by the barn's kind of go-to rider in Ricardo Santana Jr. Type 10 is a full brother to a Grade 2 winner, My Miss Lily. Remember, My Miss Lily ran into Kentucky Oaks last year. And he's also a full brother to Just Wicked. So really well-bred. And this horse showed a lot of natural speed as a two-year-old. He ran in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, but he hit the rail in that race. And it doesn't show necessarily up in the footnotes of the race chart, but if you go back and watch that race, he had all kinds of trouble. I think it's a throwout race, Buzzy.
Okay.
I really think this horse has a lot of natural speed, and there is a ton of speed in this race, but I think of all those that have a tendency to want to be out close to the front, Type 10 is going to be one that that I think lasts and perseveres a little bit longer and farther than the others that have or want to show speed. The other horse in here I really love, and he's a kind of a come-from-behind sprinter so far in his career. That's kind of a contradiction in terms. But
right.
Hog Creek Hustle is going to be out of the post six. He's 12-1 in the morning line. Going to have Florent Giroux in the saddle. Hog Creek Hustle won impressively down at Ellis Park, came from way out off the pace, going short, and just swept by the field. And one of the more impressive two-year-old races last year that I saw breaking his maiden. They immediately went on into the Iroquois at Churchill Downs. Didn't run well that day, but he came back out of that race and did win again. This horse is trained by Vicky Foley, but I really like Hog Creek Hustle. I think he will stretch out to this mile and a 70-yard distance. Like I said, I really think the two of them, Type 10, Hog Creek Hustle, are both going to be potentially have very good payoffs in the LeCompte.
And so you can go to the Press Box website, get all Gene's picks from down at the fairgrounds and see how he plays that pair as well, looking for value in the Grade 3 LeComp. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, hope you and yours have a great weekend, and as always, may the horse be with you.
And with you as well, my friend. I look forward to seeing you soon, and keep that bright light shining on those great Kentucky Wildcat basketball fortunes for the rest of the year.